7:42 is our time. Our temperature is 70 degrees on a Wednesday, June the 5th, 2019. And it is time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. As today we are joined by folks to talk about the Summer Kids Cafe that's taking place during the summer. We have Katie and Avery. They're the spokespeople for the group. And then we have a big supporting cast back to my left and behind me. We have some youngsters that are going to answer some questions as well. And don't worry, they're not really difficult questions. I won't really put you on the spot. Like, what do you aspire to be when you grow up? No, we won't go quite that far today. You have plenty of time to figure that out. Summer Kids Cafe, Katie is with us, Katie Cox and Avery Johnson, to talk about it. So, Katie, tell us about Summer Kids Cafe. How did this get started, and what is it?
This is our sixth year, and Summer Kids Cafe got put together 6 years ago by a group of people that just really found a need for just feeding kids throughout the summer. And so that's really all it started out as, and they averaged, I think, 20 kids a day. Through the next 5 years, it just grew, and we added in activities. And so we have different groups in the community and different board members that do different activities all week. We've got games on Mondays. We've got random things on Tuesdays, like beekeepers and farm animals. Wet Wednesdays are always a hit. And then Thursdays, we have art with Avery Johnson. And then Fridays are our fun Fridays, where we have Parks and Rec, or what are they called? Wildlife and Parks. They will bring in fish and snakes and all kinds of things like that. And then we have different groups in the community that bring hot meals on Friday, and they bring in different people to make the meals throughout the week as well. So it's just really exploded. We started out with about 20 kids a week, and now we're up to averaging about 150 meals a day. Yesterday was a big record-breaking day with 177 meals.
Wow. Now, where do you have this at?
We have it at the Luther Park, which is at 7th and Bell Street.
Okay.
And activities start at 11:30, and we serve lunch at 12.
All right. So how's this funded? I mean, food doesn't grow on trees. Well, technically, it kind of does. Apples, things like that. Some food or fruit does, but how's this taken care of financially?
We are funded fully by our community. Everyone in the community is a huge supporter of us. We get businesses, we get individuals, and they fund everything that we do. So we don't get any funding through any sort of government agency or anything. It's all Beloit run, which is the best part.
And you're providing it certainly a service, because one of the things I've heard is, you know, you have your meals at school, but all of a sudden during the summer, there is a need, and that's where that kind of got kickstarted.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Avery's with us. Avery's going to tell us a little bit about activities. Is that right?
Yes. Coming up, we have a big activity coming into Summer Kids Cafe. We have Theater Week coming in. So two girls are coming in, and they're going to put on the show Robin Hood. So they're going to come in, and all of our Kids Cafe kids are going to audition, and they're going to get a role. So once they get their role, they're going to practice all week, and on Friday the 28th, we're going to have a production for all to come. We want everyone to come see our kids and how much hard work they've put in to this production for Robin Hood.
Oh, that's a cool idea. Who came up with that?
Catherine DiNuzzo had done one in her old town where she used to live, and her kids loved it and wanted to bring it back. And so we thought it'd be a great activity for our Summer Kids Cafe kids to get involved with theater and see all the great things that it brings.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you coordinate that? Is it like American Idol or The Voice in regards to figuring out who auditions and gets what role?
Well, everyone auditions, and we choose our older kids to be the bigger parts.
Okay.
And then we have a lot of underlying roles that still are a big part, but not as stressful.
I gotcha.
It's more of a casting. So pretty much everyone that says, hey, I want to do this is going to be involved in some way. We're
absolutely
not turning anyone away.
I would play the role of an extra. That's what I would do.
I'd we'll have a lot
stand,
of
me too, me too.
Stand in the back and wave. Hey, put your hand down. You're not supposed to wave. Okay. I thought I was supposed to be seen. You're just an extra. Okay. So you'd mentioned activities. You said Wet Wednesday's a big hit. Explain what that is.
We bring like sprinklers, hoses, water guns, water balloons, anything that you can think of, and we just let the kids go crazy. They have a
fabulous... No wonder they like it.
I know. They have a fabulous time. They all come in swimsuits, then they come and eat, and they're completely drenched, but they have a smile ear to ear, so there's not much more that we can ask for.
Our good guy, Richard, he built the kid car wash last year, and it was PVC pipe, and it had water running through it, and it was like, I don't know, probably 10 feet long, and mm-hmm. you just ran through this huge sprinkler. It was awesome.
So if people are listening, how can you participate? How can you, do you just show up, or how does that work?
Pretty much you can just show up. This year we're really pushing for permission slips to be signed. And once you get a permission slip, SNS, they donated really cool wristbands. And mm-hmm. so once you get your permission slip signed by parents, you get a wristband mm-hmm. and that's it. You really just need to show up. And if you don't have your permission slip, we're still feeding you that day, and mm-hmm. we'll try again the next day.
So. Okay, so now this is Monday through Friday.
Yep.
Every day at noon.
Activities 11:30.
Food is at noon. Okay,
yep.
And then how long are they allowed to hang around?
We try and shuffle people off about 1:00. We still have mm-hmm. some kids to kind of hang around for a little bit, but there's not a hard cutoff.
177, did you say yesterday?
Yeah.
That's a lot of cats to herd.
It is.
As I've helped with T-ball and sports before. Avery knows uh-huh. what I'm talking about too, and Katie does. Obviously,
yes.
Your husband's a coach. You know,
yes.
He knows as well. But so, how do you keep an eye on all that many kids? And I'm guessing the age group. So, what's the ages kind of?
We have babies and strollers mm-hmm. up to, we kind of top off. A lot of kids stop coming about eighth grade, but we have a few kids that are going to be seniors, or not seniors, freshmen next year that still come. But because we have such huge numbers, we're really encouraging parents to stay with their little kids just mm-hmm. because there are usually 4 to 5 board members there a day. But we obviously can't keep a great eye on everyone. We try our best, but
sure.
We're just encouraging parents to stay, and lots of them do, and it's fun. They hang out.
Sure.
So.
Okay, so give me an example of what type of meals they receive.
Well, first week is a big, big hit because SNS provides all the meals. They do spaghetti, goulash. What else did they have?
Nachos.
Yeah.
Spaghetti, goulash, nachos.
Probably had pizza at some
point. Yeah, probably pizza
have pizza. We have a donor that provides Tony's Pizza, so okay. we do that a couple days during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, and then this week the Lutheran ladies are doing lunch. Yesterday we had beef and noodles.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. Good. Today's goulash again. But we have sandwiches, and then on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Wednesdays we have a rotation of corn dogs, fish sticks, and chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fridays are hot meals that are brought in by donors, and those are just kind of their choice.
So this starts, when does it start, the dates? Is it just right up to when school starts, or give me an idea when the dates are?
We started Tuesday after Memorial Day, and we'll go till the very day before school starts.
Wow. Holy cow. So do you guys, that's a lot to take on. Do you rotate these responsibilities with different adults? I would think you need a little bit of a break after, 177 kids hanging around.
Yeah, we have a person in charge each week, but we're seeing as kind of things have evolved, more and more of us are just a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there almost every day so far, and so have these ladies. And mm-hmm. so we do share throughout the summer, but we just try and be there as much as possible, just because we need everyone on deck.
I need a break today. Can somebody fill in? I just need one day off. I'll be back on Tuesday. What do you mean you need Monday off? Yeah, it's a long weekend, We were talking with Katie and Avery. They are with us from the Summer Kids Cafe. Now we have 3 young aspiring adults here to our left. They're going to slide up to the microphone, and they're going to tell us a little bit about what they like about Summer Kids Cafe. So we have Riley. He's first. I know Riley and his family. And Riley, redheads. He's got this bright red hair. I'm describing him because you're listening on the radio. You can't see him right now. If you can, then you really have extra torrential powers. But Riley, what do you like most about Summer Kids Cafe? What's the highlights for you?
I like being with my friends and being able to play Foursquare with people that are actually playing it right.
You don't like cheaters?
No,
don't like cheaters.
And we have Kids Cafe rules. They play they play non-standard rules.
So when you need a break from your older brother, you decide, hey man, I'm going to Summer Kids Cafe and I'm gonna hang out with my friends and play Foursquare.
Yeah, but he plays Foursquare.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you to let Stretch, as I call him, Lance, your brother, play with you. That's pretty nice. What about the food? Is food good?
Yes, really good.
Really good? Now, do you guys have any kind of desserts, or is it just the main meals? You get desserts every once in a while at all?
Yeah.
You do? Really? Like what?
Like ice cream.
Oh, I love
cake.
Ice cream.
Ooh. Today we're having cake, right?
No. Cake is Monday. Cake Yesterday, is we Monday. Had a dessert donated.
Okay.
Peach cobbler and ice cream,
uh-huh.
which is pretty rare.
Man.
But we are starting something new. On Monday, we're having a birthday party to celebrate January, February, March, and June birthdays.
My favorite food group is ice cream. So it's really, really
Which
good.
Which is in dairy.
Yes, that would go in dairy. That's what I say. It's healthy. It's dairy. You bet. Well, Riley, thanks for sharing. And have you been there last few years, or this your first year going, or have you done it in the past?
This is my second year, I think.
Okay, so you look forward to it every day?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thanks for stepping in. Cool. We also have, who's next? Deshaun? Step on up to the plate, as I'd say. Deshaun, I know, plays baseball. He's a good baseball player. What do you like about Summer Kids Cafes? Go ahead and talk into that microphone. Everybody wants to hear you.
It's fun, and you get to meet new people.
Hey, that's a good one. That's a good one, meet new people. You made probably some new friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you go about meeting new friends? Do you just like, hey, let's go play Foursquare, or let's go ahead and sit at this table and eat, or you just pick something to do? How do you go about that?
Pick something to do.
Pick something to do? What's some of the favorite things you like to do while you're at Summer Kids Cafe?
Play Foursquare and listen to music.
Listen to music, play Foursquare. All right, that seems to be pretty popular. Now, you have a brother, right?
Yeah.
As well. Okay. Now, does the family get involved, your brother and your sister's family, everybody?
Sometimes.
All right. And what's your favorite part? What's the favorite activity other than Foursquare? Is there something else you really like? Wet Wednesday is pretty cool.
I rarely do it.
What's that?
I rarely do it.
You rarely do the Wet Wednesdays? Oh, we got somebody who doesn't maybe like the Wet Wednesdays as much.
The Foursquare crew doesn't leave the square.
That's just the game, huh? Who's in charge of making sure that everybody follows the rules? Are you in charge of that?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Richard is.
Okay. All right. Well, so have you been coming to Summer Kids Cafe before, or is this your first year?
This is my second year.
Second year? All right. Sounds like you enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you have any extra food, bring it over to me today, okay? I'm hungry right now. All right. We've got Aaliyah, if I'm pronouncing that right. Aaliyah. And Aaliyah, what do you like most about Summer Kids Cafe?
I like meeting new friends and hanging out with people.
Hanging out with people?
Mm-hmm.
Do you hang out with kids of your own age or older, younger, or just a variety?
All types.
Everybody. That's great. That's awesome. What's your favorite activity during the week?
I like playing Foursquare.
That seems to be popular. I'm hearing a trend here.
Yes.
I believe Foursquare is a pretty popular game. Now, tell me a little bit, what how does Foursquare work?
So there is a ball and there's four squares.
Okay.
And then
that makes sense.
You hit the ball and try to get someone out.
Okay. Now, do you throw the ball at them to get them out?
No, you bounce it. You have to bounce it in your square and then tap it, and then it goes into
the
square.
Oh, okay. I think I remember that. It probably was called something else back in my day. Or it's a completely whole different game, and I don't even know what the heck I'm talking about. And so you get to meet lots of people, different ages and different people. Are there people that come – is this just in town, or are there people that come from outside of town to this, Katie? Or?
Most of our kids are in town. Kids. I think there are a few people that have grandkids or something living in Glen Elder or maybe just outside of town that come in,
mm-hmm.
And a few country kids come in, but most of them are in-town kids, and we've got some pretty regular kids that ride their bike and or moms pushing strollers, just bringing little ones in, and so it's pretty consistent.
Gotcha. So, Aaliyah, besides Foursquare, what's your favorite thing to do?
Sit down and talk to friends.
Ah, that's good. That's good. That's awesome. What's your favorite food that they've had so far?
Probably Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe's? There's a song on Sloppy Joe's. Adam Sandler is saying, Sloppy Joe's. Look it up on Google. You'll find it. Yeah. Well, Aaliyah, thanks for coming in. Deshaun, thanks for coming in. Riley, well done. You guys, is that your radio debut? Have you guys been on the radio before?
No.
All right. Now we got seasoned veterans. Here at the radio station, as Katie and Avery are with us as well from Summer Kids Cafe. So we'll let you two have the last word in regards to anything else you want to let people know about in order to attend, or if they want to know more about the program.
If you want to know any more about the program, you can find our Facebook page, Beloit Summer Kids Cafe. You can send us a message or just show up at 7th and Bell Luther Park, and we'll be there. And then we just really like people to come, and we really want to give a huge thank you to our community because we are fully supported by them, and they are awesome.
Fantastic. Avery, thank you. Katie, thank you. Thank you to all that are here, and we appreciate them coming in for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.